Today's Terry Miners and Company program is a countdown of the year's best entries in the TARE's top 10 features throughout the past year. I know I like shows that are stuffed full of rerun material. And I can hardly wait to see what number one is.
Thanks a lot.
Back to you, TARE.
Thank you so much, Buzzbaster. They're always razzing me, non-stop. I feel like Tammy sometimes. You aren't working for Falwell, are you, huh?
15.
At number 15 on our countdown of the top tunes of 87, Gary the Stud Muffin Rizzo makes his sixth appearance, and he's not done yet. This is kind of a general song. I was complaining about the weather not long ago. The fact that it looked like we weren't going to have any snow for Christmas, and that still may come to fruition here. Although he says there may be some snow by Christmas Day, the night of Christmas Day, you know, 26th. But Gary said, hey, you know, be happy. Just be happy that you're alive. You have your health, you know. Just weather the weather. I said, boy, that sounds like a song, and he immediately broke into this one.
Whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, whether the weather is good or whether the weather is not, whether the weather, whatever the weather, whether you like it or not.
I think it's an all said right there, doesn't it?
14.
At 14 in our countdown, well, I'm still sick over this thing. Alma Waddell coming up a little bit short and her campaign to become Secretary of State of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I voted for her. I went out and I paid other people to vote for her. I was begging them at the polls. Vote Alma! You know, I was hollering 200 feet away where they keep you, legally they can keep you 200 feet away from electioneering, but boy, at 200 feet, I had a megaphone. Alma's your girl! Alma! Alma! I paid a skywriter to fly over precinct that didn't do the trick. You know why I wanted Alma in there? So that we could keep on hearing that song. She didn't win, though. The Alma Waddell jingle, performed by her lovely husband, Duff Waddell.
Vote for Alma is a vote for Kentucky.
Sing along.
Vote for Alma is a vote for you and me. Alma Waddell can make Kentucky great. Vote for Alma, Secretary of State.
I love that song. I just love that. Oh, boy, now it's over, see? There I go. I'm going to be in Alma Depression. Can we run that once more? Just
vote for Alma.
Thank you.
It's a vote for Kentucky. Vote for Alma.
Just once.
It's a vote for you and me. Alma Waddell.
That's right. That's our girl.
Make Kentucky great. Vote for Alma.
For what?
Secretary of State.
It's over again. Depression. I know you guys are going to hate me if I do this, but can I just once just... You know, just one.
Vote for Alma.
This is the last time.
It's a vote for Kentucky. Vote for Alma. It's a vote for you and me. Alma Waddell can make Kentucky great. Vote for Alma.
For what now?
Secretary of State.
Ouch. I'm okay now. I heard it enough now, and I feel better. Whew. Alma, what a gal.
13.
Okay, at 13 on our countdown, guess what? It's the second half of the Alma Waddell jingle.
Let the sun shine bright on our old Kentucky home. Vote for Alma, Secretary of State.
One more time.
Alma Waddell, Secretary of State.
I got you on that one, didn't I?
12.
At number 12 on our countdown, the Monarchs, a group that performed here as guest DJs not long ago. They're always taking a classic song and turning it into an average song. That's why I love those guys. They can give the best twist to a classic record and really make it strange. I recorded this when they were performing at a bar mitzvah back in like July or so. One of the kids came up and said, hey, do you guys do anything by the Beatles? And they immediately launched into this one, which sent me over the edge. It appeared on TARE's Top 10 for a couple of weeks in a row. It's the Monarchs' version of Helter Skelter.
And I go for a ride till I get to the bottom and I see you again.
See you again. Do you, don't you, want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
Look out now.
Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter.
Don't you have to love that one. Bip-dop, bip-dop. It's the Monarchs and Helter Skelter But that's got Manson running around in his cell, doesn't it?
11.
At number 11 on our countdown, Shel Silverstein offers up a poem. See, this time of year, you don't have to really push your children into being obedient, you know, taking the garbage out, getting their junk out of the driveway, cleaning their rooms, because they're afraid that Santa Claus won't bring them any gifts. But you may want to record this and use this in other parts of the year, because this is quite a motivator for your kids, especially if they're a little lethargic when it comes to taking out the garbage. This is Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout. Wouldn't take the garbage out.
Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of blackburn butter toast, gristly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all the neighbors moved away, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there, in the garbage, she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
My apologies if I just ruined your dinner. That's Shel Silverstein at number 11 on our Terror's year-end countdown. The final 10 yet to come after Paul Harvey, who's up in a few minutes. Gary Rizzo's forecast tonight: becoming clear and cold, low 26. Tomorrow, sunny, milder, high 53.
Welcome to the 1987 countdown of Tears Top 10 Tunes. It's another of those year-end specials that makes you rehash the past year of torment and hard knocks you've had to wade through just to have some idiot radio announcer throw them back in your face once more. Good idea, Tear.
Thank you.
Bum them out right before Christmas.
Well,
ever thought about nominating yourself as company morale officer? That's like giving Gary Hart a key to a sorority house.
Well, Buzz, come on, ease up here a little bit. We're just recapping the year. It's funny you mentioned Gary Hart's name, because
number 10.
At number 10 on our countdown is a tune by Mr. Gary Hart. As you know, he had a pretty rough year. And it all stemmed from a little boat ride he took and a weekend he spent with a model by the name of Donna Rice. Gary didn't take it lying down, as it were. He went on with his career after he had to fall out of the presidential race. Yep. Went on and released a record. He said, "Well, I did it, and there they caught me." So let's at least try and capitalize off of what happened on the boat here. So here's Gary's big hit.
She sits on the dock, a fish in the water. I don't know her name. She's a fisherman's daughter.
Come on down in my
tonight on our countdown for the year is by the Wayne Perky Songbirds. It's just, I recognize this as the Wayne Perky Songbirds when I went to a party at Mr. Perky's house to fix drinks for his real guests, but it was kind of neat. I pressed the doorbell and... That guy doesn't miss a trick, does he? Perky's got a couple of days off. He'll be back soon. I think the doorbell was broken. He got very nervous about that and had to call out several electricians who are working on it as we speak.
Number 8.
Pinkard and Bowden came in, did quite a show with me a month or two ago, and the song they left kind of left a taste in all of our mouths. The biggest hit that they'd had on this program anyway is a love song about some people who work in a seafood restaurant. It's called I Lobster... But Never Flounder.
I was a cook, and she was a waitress, down at Salty Sam Seafood Cafe. And somewhere between the clam juice and the seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away.
Oh, I lobster, and never flounder.
He wrapped his line around her, and they drove off in his cart.
Oh, I lobster, and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
6:39 at 84 WHAS. We'll finish out our countdown in just a moment or two and have U of L basketball up in about 12, 13 minutes. Stand by.
No matter what your favorite college or university is, the College Shop is your kind of store. Big U of L fan? The College Shop specializes in officially licensed college merchandise, including Louisville. Big Blue Booster? Now you don't have to drive to Lexington to get UK items, including glassware, hats, mugs, and t-shirts. And if you're north of the river, the College Shop is for Hoosiers, too. Buckeyes or Fighting Irish. Time out. Here's a special message from the College Shop. For all the sports fans on your holiday shopping list, come to the College Shop for their team's hats, coats, t-shirts, clocks, and sweatshirts. Every college sports fan will love a gift from the College Shop to show their true colors with officially licensed college merchandise. The College Shop, Bashford Manor Mall, Oxmoor Center on the Mezzanine, and the Town Mall in Elizabethtown. And look for the 84 WHAS Crusade Christmas tree and leave a gift for the needy. Pick up a special Crusade Christmas card from Pip Printing, full of money-saving coupons and the chance to win round-trip airfare anywhere in the U.S. from Delta Airlines.
Cash in on your credit. It's good at Hatfield Jewelers.
Get the diamond you thought you never could afford.
Show your loved one how much you love her.
Cash in on your credit at Hatfield Jewelers with these direct from Santa Claus Christmas specials. An $800 half-carat diamond solitaire engagement ring, $399, nothing down, $12 a month. Or a $300 Longines Boulevard or Seiko watch, nothing down, $10 a month for qualified buyers. And remember Hatfield Jewelers Christmas layaway and charge specials, 70% off all 14-carat gold chains, bracelets, and jewelry. And while at Hatfield Jewelers, register for the free drawing of a $1,500 diamond ring to be given away Christmas Eve.
Cash in on your credit at Hatfield.
Hatfield Jewelers, downtown at 4th and Jefferson and Oxmoor near Sears.
It's the night before Christmas. You haven't finished your shopping, and your head begins to pound. You still need gifts for Uncle Joe and Aunt Harriet. You haven't begun to pick up drinks and snacks for your annual Christmas Eve get-together, and you haven't wrapped that first package. You need to stop by your nearest Taylor drugstore. Taylor is your Christmas shopping headquarters, where you can pick up everything from cosmetic gifts for men and women to film and flash cubes for Christmas morning, from party supplies to pipes and stereo radios to hair dryers. Taylor also has wrapping papers, bows, and cards. In fact, you name it and Taylor has it, all at very low prices. Right now, Taylor can help you win a Christmas present for yourself, a vacation for two to Disneyland via American Airlines. Register at any Taylor often. There's no purchase required. So what if it's the night before the night before? Taylor drugstores can make your holiday season very soothing.
Ain't that nice? 6:42 at 84 WHS, counting down the top tunes of the year.
Number 7.
Boy, we scored a big hit when the Presbyterians decided they were heading to Louisville. And a lot of people attributed it to various factors. It was the appeal, the magnetism of Wayne Perky, some people said. Others said, no, it's those buildings David Jones put up. But I think I know what it was. It was Miss Angie Humphrey. Remember, we sent that delegation down there to convince them big meeting in Mississippi. Sent the mayor and all the aldermen and all those other people down to tell them about all the great things we had for you in Louisville. But Angie took stage at the end and sang to those religious people. She said, boy, if you move to Louisville, the atmospheric conditions are going to be just what you asked for. Sing it again, Angie. They bit that fish right on the line there. They said, we're packing up, coming down here. I haven't seen any money falling in the streets yet, but maybe that'll start once they get here.
Number S-I-X-6.
Boy, what a struggle between Al Schneider and this guy who runs the Islands Restaurant and the city of Louisville, too. The mayor and Al Schneider were really in some hot and heavy arguments deciding whether or not this barge with this pink restaurant was going to float down the river. Al Schneider was incensed when the mayor and the alderman said, yeah, let's knock it up, let's get rolling with it. Al put out his own song. The rumor was that Al's going to put barges under his galt houses and executive inns and float them downriver to another town that loves him a little bit more. Here's Al's hit song.
Islands in the stream, that is what we got. No one listen to me, so I'm moving out. Sail away with me to another town. We will dock in Paducah.
I haven't actually seen them digging the trenches for those yet, but if you see this part of the Louisville skyline moving downriver, just salute and say, thanks, Al. Thanks for the memory.
Number five.
Well, it's our final five, and this one really strikes a chord with me. Ouch. For some reason, the programming department here at WHAS decided that we had to have Ted Koppel's trumpets come on at the top of the hour to announce the news. Da, 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 da. And nothing was wrong with the wimpy synthesizer sounder we had before. But no, they canned it. They said, out of here with that thing. It's back for one more play, ladies and gentlemen. It's the old news sounder that you all loved and sent all the get-well cards to. It doesn't matter. It's a dead issue. Forget about it. But just one more play on the air. The old news sounder. I miss that guy. His widow calls occasionally. Are you guys still going to send the checks? Yes, ma'am. Don't worry.
Number 4444.
Randy and Cactus dropped in last February, and we had a bit of a T-Bar-V reunion on the air, and of course, they sang the song that you loved as a kid.
Howdy, howdy, boys and girls. It's T-Bar-V Ranch time. We're glad to see you all today and hope you're feeling fine. We'll sing and dance and have a show and a birthday party, too. It's T-Bar-V Ranch time.
Boys and girls.
Aren't they great? Now, of course, there's a second half to the song, too, that it closed out with, and here that is.
Brush your teeth each morning, get lots of sleep at night. Find your mom and daddy, because they know what is right. Lots of exercise each day, and eat up all your food. And always wear a great big smile.
Turn around
and
wave there, bud.
Be sure to look both left and right before you cross the street. And be with us next time we come. When it's time for B-R-V. 30 years from now.
That's Cactus and Randy, of course. Randy, that's his third entry on our countdown. Only Rizzo has outdone, Joe Beesman Hall, too, who I believe is next in our lineup here. Nice job, though, Randy and Cac. You're welcome back anytime.
Number three!
Our third top song for the year, 1987, is from the Beesman, Joe Beesman Hall. This is just from a week or two ago. Had a kind of a rough time, lost a few nickels, and came up with his own version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Things he wanted from Wildcat fans and the Board of Trustees at UK.
On the 12th day of Christmas, the Wildcats came to me. Changed the name from Rock to Ho Ho. I better repeat that right now, Perky. Changed the name from Rock to Ho Ho. A chance for me to come back, Sutton's resignation. A seat right next to Kaywood. A dartboard with Jock's picture. A new pair of glasses for players like Rex Chapman. 5 national championships. A big old fishing pole. $100 handshake. Autographed basketball. And a dead cardinal in a pear tree. Merry Christmas, Perky.
Thank you, Joe.
Merry Christmas, everybody. From Joe Beesman Hall.
Thank you, buddy. Hope you get them all.
Number two, not one, but two.
Frank Sinatra was here only a month ago, and boy, did he put on a show. Of course, the women don't get quite as crazy about Frank as they used to. They get crazy about another guy who... Frank's no dummy. He knows when to get on stage and call up the guest star at the right time here. Keep all the women's hearts a-fluttering. Well, here's Sinatra and the announcer and the whole thing here. Welcome to Louisville for the very first time, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your head and walk with me.
And then came Gary Rizzo on stage, and boy, did he tear those women up. The Riz Man, I believe they have.
We sang a song, and then we stole that golden.
They tore that joint down the night. We have to go on to number one, about out of time.
Number one, 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 number one, number one, number one, 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 number one, number one, one, one.
My son, Max, of course, was visiting just a week ago.
Anyway.
Hey, you know what we haven't done on the radio before? We always show off when you come by here. Let's sing your song.
You know the Linda Ronstadt song? Does he still do that, Susan?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's sing the Linda Ronstadt song. Somewhere out
there.
Beneath the pale.
My God.
Someone's thinking of.
Pen.
No, not pen. Give me the pen. Someone's thinking of
me
and loving me
tonight.
Very good.
Yeah,
that's my lad. I had to stick him in the countdown somewhere. Why not number one? He deserves it. Stand by for U of L basketball with Van Vance from Freedom Hall on 84 WHAS Louisville.
Pepsi presents Michael Jackson.
Don't care you right. I show you stuff.
Today's broadcast of U of L basketball on the Clear Channel Radio Network. Pre-game activities begin with the Van Vance Report, a service of Lennox and Glanz Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, the service people for over 60 years. Here's the voice of the Cards, Van Vance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. This is Van Vance at Freedom Hall as the Louisville Cardinals go back into NCAA college action against an in-state team. And tonight it's the Colonels of Eastern Kentucky under Coach Max Good. We'll be here with Jock Sutherland to bring you all the action from now until the completion of the game during our broadcast from Freedom Hall. Well, of course, the Eagles are coming in on a high note after they picked up a win this past weekend on Saturday night against the Hoosiers of Indiana, the number 5 team in the nation. That cost Indiana. They're down to number 13 now. But we have a hunch that Bobby Knight's team has a way of getting back into the action later on this year. They have a Big Ten schedule coming up. They have a week off, and then they'll go back into their classic within the week. The Cardinals will play here tonight, and then they head for Hawaii next Monday night. We, of course, will be on the way to Hawaii Christmas Day, but Monday night we'll be on the air at 10:25, right about that time, almost 10:30, for Louisville SMU basketball. Mike Abram was one of the stars in the game the other night against Indiana. The Muncie, Indiana senior has been a good performer through his career at Louisville. Jock Sutherland caught up to him, and when we come back, we'll be listening to that interview. Stay tuned on the Clear Channel Radio Network.
The Glanz Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling name stands for distinguished service to Louisville for the past 60 years. Glanz offers quality Lennox products like the Lennox Pulse Furnace, Lennox Air Conditioners and Heat Pumps. The Lennox brand of excellence stands for reliability. Glanz commitment to get the job done right means service long after the sale. Call Glanz Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today. Remember, they have been around for a long time, and they will be here tomorrow, ready to serve Louisville.
A mid-range computer can be a company's bread and butter, used for billing, inventory, accounting, the works. So owners feel strongly about them, especially the owners of IBM System 36s and System 38s. When a recent survey asked, would you recommend your system to another user? Over 96% of the IBM owners said yes. No other leading systems were so frequently recommended. Something to think about when it's your bread and butter.
I gotta tell you, it was during that Indiana game. It looked to me like I saw about 10 Mike Abrams out there in about a 2-minute period. I mean, you got the defensive rebound. You went down and got an offensive rebound, put it in. You knocked a ball loose from a defender. You did all this stuff. You were everywhere. It looks like that you really feel like you're home out there.
Yeah, I feel at home. I'm going to accept whatever role I need to accept. And some games it's going to be like that. I'll go out, play good defense, and rebound, make assists, score. And there's no particular role that coach set on me to do. But, you know, he knows each game I'm going to go out there and hustle and play hard. And maybe some games, you know, one thing might not be clicking, and I might get burned on one play of defense. But, you know, as long as I go out there and try, then that's what I'm going
to
do.
How about in high school now? It looks to me like that you must have come from a team that pressed a lot, because you seem to have the natural instincts out there to press.
No, we didn't really press a lot. In fact, we hardly pressed at all unless we got behind. And I think I just feel comfortable because he put me in at a forward, and everyone else does their job, and it helps me. I just think I have good instincts, you know, along with the rest of the guys. And once we get going, if we get a steal, then, you know, it really gets you excited and you get pumped up. And it's more of a judgment thing, you know, jab at your man and try to anticipate what they're going
to
do.
We seem to be a better team in a pressing situation.
Yeah, we worked on it a lot. I think it's got a lot to do with conditioning and, you know, the experience that we had last year. I mean, the press didn't work too well, but, you know, we worked on it and we've gotten in good shape. And it took time, but I think we're getting there.
Was that Indiana game, the second half, was that an indication of what maybe the Cardinals can do?
Yeah, well, that's a good indication, but, you know, we got to be able to go out and do that. And Indiana's a good team, and, you know, some nights they have bad nights. But as far as game in and game out, you know, we're going to try to keep that same intensity of going out there and working hard. And if we get on a roll like that, then, you know, we can definitely put some points on the board like that.
You know, one of the things I like the best about Mike Abrams is his mama and daddy. You got some great folks.
Thanks. They're at the game tonight. Appreciate that.
And there he is, Mike Abrams, a senior and a 6'4 player who plays all over the floor, as it was very evident in the past game against Indiana. He was back in getting rebounds, but he was most important upon the press, which Louisville was able to take Indiana out of their half-court offense a lot, because the Cardinals were stealing the ball and putting it back in the basket. We'll be back with final comments on Van Vance reports in just a moment on the Clear Channel Radio Network.
Glanz Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling offers quality products and dependable service and a commitment to excellence. Let Glanz introduce you to the full line of Lennox high-efficiency heating and cooling products for your home. The Glanz professionals will install the Lennox of your choice. Their planned service program will maintain your system at peak efficiency year after year. Call Glanz for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs today and sign up for their planned service program. Remember, they've been around for a long time, and they will be here tomorrow, ready to serve Louisville.
There's only a few more hours, so hurry to Sears last-minute shopping sale this Wednesday only. Save on every dishwasher, dress shirt, hair dryer, bike and trike, microwave, slipper, VCR, TV, recliner, every coat, jacket, and every watch. And save 10 to 50% on lots more. We're open till 11 at night, so run out to Sears before you run out of time. Wednesday till 11 p.m.
So the Louisville Cards back at home tonight, and I think this game has caught a lot of folks. They've changed nights. It's also an earlier starting time at 7:30, and I don't think I've ever seen people coming in as slowly for a basketball game. There's going to be a good pileup out in the parking lots right before the game, I would imagine. Eastern Kentucky is 4-2 on the year, and Louisville is 2-2. The Cardinals, of course, lost to Kentucky and Notre Dame. Notre Dame the first game, the Wildcats the second game. Now they have defeated Cleveland State and the Hoosiers of Indiana. Stay tuned. We'll be back with assistant coach Jerry Jones taking part of the Coach Denny Crum show, and then Coach Crum will be in on the final portion as well tonight. He was held up a bit in getting to the basketball game tonight. We'll be back on the Clear Channel Radio Network.
That's the way Van sees it on the Van Vance Report, a service of Lennox and Glanz Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, the service people for over 60 years. Coach Denny Crum is standing by, and we'll talk with him in a moment on the Clear Channel Radio Network.
If I could dance, I wouldn't need this hat.
A bartender.
Oh, this guy's a stitch.
A bartender, what's going on?
Hey, it's comedy night, pal.
No, but you're sitting on my cheek.
They're all laughing, but I don't hear any jokes.
Oh, of course not. See, since we started serving Bud Light, we get a pretty regular crowd here.
Poodles? I said noodles.
Noodles.
See, they've heard these jokes a million times, so Jackie there, he's terrific, I love him. He just does the punchline.
Not with my baloney, you don't.
Well, if they know all the jokes, what do they come here for?
For the Bud Light.
Bud Light? But all light beers are the same.
Hey, lady, I was talking to the monkey.
Listen, Bud Light's a light beer with the first name and taste.
Hey, you're right. Bud Light's great.
And it won't fill you up.
Tell me, what about the farmer?
So the farmer says, you think I look bad? You should see the sofa.
He cracks me up. I love him. I love him.
Ask for Bud Light. Because everything else is just a light.
Hey, everybody, the new guy's gonna try it.
That's no duck. That's my date. What happened?
Hey, tough crowd, pal.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You ought to go to Auto for lower prices. You ought to go to Auto for economizing. Auto, Auto, you ought to go to Auto Drugs.
Now you can get just what the doctor ordered and more at Auto Drugs. With their computerized prescription service, you'll get specific, easy-to-read medication instruction, up-to-the-minute medication records, plus free insurance and tax receipts. You can have your old prescription transferred to be on Auto Drugs' computerized center today. Other advantages of having your prescription...